Many verses in the Quran are about moral values and good manners, besides main religious obligations such as prayer and fasting. God commands human beings to live by good moral values themselves and also to counsel others to do the same. In societies that obey the commands of God and in which everyone leads good lives, a spirit prevails that is similar to that to be found in the life of paradise. Muslims are God's devoted servants. They want to please God in everything they think, say, and do, and they act out of their fear and respect for Him. They never allow themselves to be tempted openly or in secret by any suggestion of Satan. They are pure in mind and conscience, and they go into the hereafter with this clear conscience. In the Quran, God reveals the purity of the Muslim spirit as follows. Gardens of Eden, with rivers flowing under them, remaining in them timelessly forever. That is the reward of those who purify themselves. In many hadith, the Prophet speaks of the noble qualities of those who enter paradise. For example, what are the things that most ensure they enter paradise? Fear of God and noble qualities of character. Our Prophet often reminds us in his hadith that we must be just, merciful, patient, generous, pure, chaste, honorable, and truthful. He also reminds us that in order to attain paradise, we must be benevolent both in private and in public, speak pleasantly, give thanks to God both in poverty and welfare, give almsgiving, seek knowledge, fear God, obey the prophets, refrain from arrogance, maintain dignity in times of need, and not resort to begging or shamelessness, be honest in business, be at peace in God, and be benevolent for the sake of God and the religion. All those qualities mentioned by the Prophet are required of Muslims who desire to earn the good pleasure and love of God.